Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sukkah, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Yod. Bayesha Nifchas, this house was breached. I look up and I say, oh, there's a hole in my roof. I decide, no, let me make the best of it. Let me put Schach there. Bayesha Nifchas, this house is missing part of the roof. Vesikech al Gabav, he decided to put Schach over there. So if I were to follow the walls up, when I reach the ceiling, there's still some ceiling. But in the middle, there's Schach. Zakt de Mishnah, im yesh min hakoisel lasikoch. Arba amais, if there are four amais, from the wall to the Schach, psula it is possible. However, if it is less than four amais wide, from the wall until the Schach, it is kosher. Because there's a halach l'maisha mesinai called doifin akuma. This halach l'maisha mesinai tells us, you could imagine that the walls of your house actually go slanty up until where the schach starts. Although you're not supposed to sleep or eat underneath the schach puzzle, but the rest of the sukkah underneath the schach is okay. You can eat or drink over there. That's a kosher sukkah. Provided, of course, that you have a shear of a sukkah underneath the kosher schach. Now the Mishnah is going to give us another example of how we apply Daifin Akuma. We have a courtyard that is surrounded, mukefes, like from the Lashon of Hakafes, to go around and around. Achsadra. Try to imagine as follows. We'll explain what an achsadra is. There's a house to my left. There's a house straight ahead of me. There's a house to my right. In between the three houses is a courtyard. In front of each of these three houses, to my left, to my right, and in front of me, there's like a roof, a little roof that extends, and it's supported, let's say, by poles at the corners, but there are no walls. That's the achsadra. There's like an overhang in front of all of the three houses, on all three sides. Now, what I would like to do is take my schach and put it from one overhang to the other overhang. So, l'chayra, I have three walls over here, and schach in the middle. The only problem is, my schach doesn't go all the way up until the walls. You have the roof of this achsadra. That's kind of a hefsek between where my schach ends and the wall begins. Zakt de Mishnah, same halacha. If the roof of this achsadra is four amos, the sukkah is possible. I can't connect the walls to the schach. But if it's less than that, this is another example of how Daifin Akuma works. We imagine as if the walls of the houses tilt until the schach, and as long as you're underneath the schach, you're in a kosher sukkah. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Now we have a third case of Daifin Akuma. Sukkah Gedoyla. I have a large sukkah. Shekifua, that is again surrounded at the sides, bedover she'ein mesachachim boy, with something that you can't make schach out of. If I'm standing in this big sukkah and I'm looking up, I see along the sides, by each of the either three or four walls, there's pasul eschach. In the middle is kosher eschach. Im yesh tachtav arba amais, if under the pasul eschach there is four amais, psula. But if it's less than that, it's kosher. Because again, I imagine that the walls tilt until where the kosher eschach is. Now, it's dafka when the pasul eschach is off to the side. That's when we say you have up until four amos. That's when we apply the halacha l'maisha mesinai of Daifin Akuma. But pasul eschach in the middle of the sukkah would pasul with four tfachim. Big difference in an am and a tefach. Different shitas as to what an am is, but let's say it's approximately 24 inches. Tefach, 4 inches. What about airspace? What about an empty space? An empty space would pasul if it's three tfachim wide, and it makes no difference whether it's at the side or in the middle. So in our Mishnah, we learned three cases of Daifin Akuma. One is where somehow the middle of my roof got punched out, so to speak. If I have a sheer sukkah over there, and there's less than four amos by the sides where the roof still exists, it's okay, the sukkah is kosher. Another is I have this courtyard, which is surrounded by three buildings, but each of the three buildings has like an overhang in front of it, and I put the schach from one overhang to the other. If that's less than four amos, it's kosher. And the third case is where I have a large sukkah, and there's simply pasul schach around and around. The sukkah is ringed with material that can't be used for schach. Well, if it's less than four amos, it's still kosher if you're sitting in the middle part, underneath the kosher schach. Why do I need all three cases? Well, the chiddush in the first case, where the middle of the roof is punched out, is that Daifin Akuma works even if you have it on all four sides. In the second case, with the chatzer that's surrounded by the buildings and the aksadra in front, the chiddush is that even though these overhangs weren't made b'chlal for the sukkah, they're connected to the houses, I still say it can be used as my Daifin Akuma. It can be used as kind of the bridge to connect the wall of the house to the schach. In the third case of sukkah, shakafua b'schach basel, sukkah that's surrounded with basel eschach, so the chiddush is, I would have thought maybe in the previous cases, we're talking about boards. The roof of the achsadra is usually boards. The roof of my house, the side where it wasn't punched out, it's boards. And boards, b'atzem, really should be kosher, says that chazal. We're geyser on boards if they're too wide. Here the chiddush is, no, not just boards are kosher, daifin akuma. Even let's say it's something which is mekabel tumah. There are metal poles there to the side. Kalim, food, whatever it is. As long as there's something there, even though it's totally pasul eschach, but you still have the same daifin akuma up until 4 amos.